Hey everybody, this is Adam from GSM Middle School. Just giving you guys a quick update on this good Tuesday morning about where our podcasts are headed. Actually, over the last 2 weeks, we have started to change around our sound booth in the middle school room. So that's really exciting. We've been working with some pretty old equipment in there for, since I've been there for like the last 5 years. And the equipment is even older than that. And so sound equipment and that kind of a thing needs to be updated, and our main room, main worship room, actually has cycled into some new sound equipment, and so we are going to be able to recycle that and bring some of it into the middle school room, and with that comes a lot of really fun things. One of them is that we'll be able to record podcasts a lot easier for the middle school, and I'm really, really excited about that. So that'll be taking place over the course of these first few weeks in the summer. And so we're going to try and get our podcasts out every week, but I cannot promise that we'll be able to get those out week after week. So 2 weeks ago, we wrapped up our John series that we focused around the word believe. And I think we actually only got one of those out there. I think the first week was actually another recap from me. And so I'm really sorry about that. We want to get these out so that you guys can catch up and stay on top of just kind of what we're looking at and what students are learning and what you guys are hearing, and yeah, just the things that God would have for you. And so as we wrapped up the John series, the main idea that we began to hammer home on was the fact that if you believe that Jesus is who he says that he is, you'll be changed. Like, you'll be different. And I think that's so important for you to realize. It's important for me to realize, because if we really look at the Jesus that we see on the pages of Scripture and who he is and what he's about, I think that if we really do believe all the things that he says, all the claims that he makes about himself, all his I am statements, the last week we looked at I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we were in John 14. And he just continues to go back to this idea that I'm in the Father's in me. And he just keeps making this claim that he's not just a man, but that Jesus is, in fact, he's not only the Son of God, but he is God. And so there's a lot, just very thick and rich ideas wrapped up into that statement. And you can't get around it because he makes claims like this all throughout his time as he's doing ministry and as he's doing life. And yeah, people who try to push it to the side and say that Jesus was just a nice guy who had some good ideas and yeah, like he's just kind of a helpful dude, they miss it because Jesus actually says a lot of crazy things, like the fact that he is the Son of God or that he is God, like that they're the same person. And if anybody said that who was just nice, they'd probably be locked up in an asylum of some kind and be labeled crazy. So yeah, you either have to take him at his word and say, okay, I believe who you say you are, or you don't. And if you do believe who he says he is, he asks you even further on down in the chapter in John 14, it's like, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. You'll do what I say. And so really the point that we landed on was that if you believe that Jesus is who he says he is, you will be different. You'll be changed. Belief equals change. And once you believe in Jesus, your whole life is different. The way that you see people, the way that you view yourself, the way that you view God, the way that you make decisions, the way that you just go about your everyday life, you're looking through a totally different lens when your eyes are opened and you see Jesus is for who he really is, which is the Son of God. He is God. He's the Messiah, the Savior, the only one that can rescue. And then going back to John 14, he's the way, the truth, the life. Like, there's nobody else. All roads don't lead to the same place because it's only through Jesus that we get to the Father. And that's so important. And the application there for you guys and for me even is just going back and saying, man, if I really believe in this Jesus guy, how am I different? What things in my life are different because I follow Jesus? And if you look at your life and you say, man, nothing is really different the way that I, not only do I view my friends or myself, or man, how do you respond to situations that are good or bad or whatever? How do you view money? How do you view your job? How do you view the kids in your class that one, you have some that may make fun of you or pick on you or maybe just don't give you the time of day? Or how do you view the students or kids in your class that that are the ones that are looked down on. Maybe you run with the cool crowd. I don't know. Maybe you just have a good group of friends, but you're kind of exclusive and you don't really allow anybody else into your circle. Like, how do you view other people that are looking for a place to belong? Do you go out of your way to care for people that don't really have much? And if you don't have much, how do you view your situation? Is it, man, I just wish that I had more, because where does that stop? Or do you look at it and say, man, because I have Jesus, I have enough. And what does that look like? What are those tensions in your life? And so I think that's been really important for us to look at and just to go over. And so I just really loved that series that we were able to wrap that up. And it came on the forefront of Promotion Sunday, which is actually this upcoming Sunday. And so we sent our eighth graders off this last week. And so I got to share just a couple stories about my time growing up and even transitioning from one church to another as we moved from state to state. So we moved a ton and just we were around a lot. And I shared a story about how we visited this one church. And I remember it super vividly. And we went there, I think, just a couple weeks. But I remember walking into the youth ministry and into that room, and it was very much like what we have here. Really great facilities, just lots of fun stuff. They even had like video games on the walls and like TVs and like just a super cool youth environment, like for kids and students, and like anything that a 12-year-old or 13-year-old boy could want, basically, in there. But I remember going in there and not one person welcoming me or saying hi, or I just felt unnoticed. And I didn't feel like I didn't feel at home there. I didn't feel like I belonged. And it was really disheartening because it actually took us a while to find a church home. And so for the first part of my freshman year of high school in a new area, a new school district, all of these things, even in the midst of all of that, typically everywhere else we lived, we already found a solid church home. And that was kind of my fallback. And so without even that community of people who I knew, even if they didn't go to my school, man, these people love Jesus. It felt lonely, and it was hard. And so I wanted to encourage our students with that story of whether they're leaving to go to ninth grade into our high school environment, or whether they're the sixth and seventh graders that are stepping up into eighth and seventh grade, that they're leaders now. And so what type of environment are they creating, helping to create in middle school? Are they being welcoming? Because if we can't do it there and go out of our comfort zone inside of the church building, how do you expect to do that on the outside, whether you're in the locker room or whether you're at dance rehearsal, or maybe you're on a sports team, or in class, or in the lunchroom, or wherever, even in your neighborhood. Like, how can we love other people if we can't even do that well in front of other people who are claiming to be Christians here at the church? And so that's kind of the challenge for that. And just really excited to see kind of how that hopefully influences and impacts students. A lot of really good challenges wrapped up in this past week. So I was really excited about that. Again, if you guys haven't started listening, we have a GSM parent podcast now as well. So for you parents who listen and keep up with messages, Ryan, Melissa, and myself, we have recorded, I believe it's 3 episodes now. And we're going to be putting out one every month. It comes out on the second Friday of the month, where we'll be just walking through topics that either questions that we get from you as parents, or just some different things that Ryan and I see in your students, in your kids, from kind of a different angle as pastors and as directors of ministry. So our hope for that is really just to continue to help to give a clear picture of your student and your kid and their life and what's going on. Sometimes it's easy to see one side of the spectrum as a parent. And then there's other areas of life that maybe are hidden away. And hopefully through just our interaction with your students, from like a non-parental angle, we're able to kind of circle back around and key you guys in on what we're seeing from your students, kind of just the culture of things and just different things that we see happening to them as a group, individually, some different things, so that we can put that picture together. And just, again, be the church and help you guys to be resourced in raising your family. Ryan and I, we do not claim to be experts. Also, by the way, if you don't know Ryan, he is the high school director, and Melissa is our admin, and they're both fantastic. But again, we don't claim to be experts or to know everything. But yeah, we just want to come alongside you guys as parents. And so if you're a student, you know, you tune out, you're fine. No, I love you. Yeah. So for parents to just have that kind of full picture of where are our kids at? What's kind of the consensus on different ideas or topics or things like that as a culture and as high schoolers and middle schoolers, as they're going through life, hopefully we get to see kind of another side of them that maybe you don't get to see, and we can help influence them. And then you can continue to keep us in the loop on what you're teaching your kids. And we can continue to reinforce that here, at Green Student Ministry. So, I mean, we are all about, you guys as the parents, and we know that you are the primary influencer of your child, and you have always been that, and you will always be that. And so for this season in middle school and high school, we just want to come alongside you, and help however we can. So we're excited to continue to partner with you guys. Again, Parent Podcast. If you haven't listened to it, check it out. Our last episode was about spiritual leadership and what does that look like to spiritually lead in the home, in the context of parenting, and how we do that well. And so, yeah, Ryan and I and Melissa, we all kind of just offer our thoughts. We're going to be bringing in some guests and just some different people who can continue to provide even further insight than what Ryan and I have, because we've got little ones at home. But yeah, excited to just continue to hopefully grow that. So yeah, we're looking forward to the summer. Interns have started. Can't believe that our mixed trip, our summer camp stuff, that's coming up here in just a couple weeks, and really excited for that. So for you students that are going, really excited that you guys are coming. And for those of you that aren't, man, what are you doing? Get on it and come with us. And so, yeah, just excited to have everybody together, to be able to hang out a little bit more this summer and to enjoy a good summer. So, yeah, this has been the GSM Middle School Podcast. This is Adam Crawford, and I'm signing out. Have a great, great day. Bye.